KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our update this hour brought to you by Modern Roofing. For all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call. 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Well, Junior Travis Perry of Urbandale is one of the players the Iowa Hawkeyes are looking to step in and replace three senior linebackers from last season. Perry originally walked on at Iowa and says this is the time that he's been waiting for.
It's everyone's dream to come here and start. I mean, that's why you play football. That's why you compete, is to be the starter. And we got a long ways to go. You know, it's just the beginning of fall camp, but we're looking forward to the challenge as a linebacking core and as a defensive unit of continuing to push each other each and every day and to get better one day at a time.
Perry has battled some injuries but says he's ready to go at the start of practice. He says the defensive line is a key to the success of the linebackers. Now, the Hawkeyes got back on the winning track last season and went to a bowl game. Perry says that doesn't have any impact now as they prepare for a new season.
You know, we look at it the same. It doesn't really matter who's on your schedule or what you did last year or the year before. You got to come out here and be ready to play because every team's playing to win every game. I mean, that's college football, and if you're not executing on all three phases of a game of football, you're going to come out, you know, unsuccessful. So it really doesn't matter who we line up against. We got to be ready to go.
Perry is listed at one starter at linebacker in the fall depth chart, along with Quentin Alston and Reggie Spearman at the other two spots. Iowa opens up their season hosting Northern Iowa on August 30th. You can catch Hawkeye football all season long here on KJAN. Now, redemption was a big theme Wednesday in Cedar Falls as the UNI football team held their annual media day activities. The Panthers suffered through an injury-plagued 7-5 season last year, but the Panthers have 18 starters back this season. Panther coach Mark Farley says that group will play a large role in dictating how the new season goes.
And that will be the basis of this football team. There's good talent in the skill at some of the younger positions, but as always goes back to, if you've got talent and leadership, guys that are invested in the program because they've been here, those are the ones that will battle for you in those tight situations that will make the difference in a good season and a great season. The opportunity is there. We have to take advantage of that opportunity.
The 2013 season saw the Panthers lose starters to injury at several key positions, including wide receiver, middle linebacker, and in their secondary. But Farley says the upside of dealing with those setbacks is a deeper team this season. Now, the Panthers open up their year at Iowa August 30th, and Farley says that playing an FBS team to begin the season presents a whole separate set of challenges.
We have to get this team to a very high level against for the first football game. If we don't, it's going to be a long afternoon. So we got to get to a very high level. Once you get to that level, now you got to sustain that for 12 more weeks. Very hard to do. You know, sometimes what you want to build a program is bring it in at a level and keep growing it through the season. Then everybody says you're better in the second game than you were in the first. We better be good in the first, or we won't have anything left in the second.
According to Farley, the 105 UNI players spent their summer in Cedar Falls preparing for the season. He says that shows their commitment on and off the field. UNI was picked to finish third in the Missouri Valley Football Conference by the league's coaches. The Panthers are 15th in the preseason FCS poll released by the Sports Network. A quarterback, Andy Dalton, is armed with a new contract that could keep him with the Bengals through the 2020 season. It may just set the market for Chiefs counterpart Alex Smith. Tonight, Smith will get a chance to prove whether the two of them are truly comparable when the Chiefs play the Bengals in the preseason opener for both teams. Dalton has led Cincinnati to the playoffs in each of his first three seasons, but he's yet to win a playoff game. The Bengals were bounced by the Chargers last season. Smith helped to turn around a two-win team prior to his arrival, going 11-5 and making the playoffs last year. But the Chiefs blew a 38-10 second-half lead in a 45-44 playoff loss in Indianapolis, leaving Smith and the rest of the team eager for the start of a new season. You'll be able to hear Chiefs regular season football all season long here on KJAN. Elsewhere around the league, Cleveland Browns coach Mike Pettine has announced that Brian Hoyer, not rookie Johnny Manziel, will start the exhibition opener in Detroit. The first-year coach says Hoyer has done nothing to have his starting job taken away during training camp. Pettine also said Manziel could get some playing time with Cleveland starters against the Lions Saturday night. Miami Dolphins running back Knowshon Moreno has been activated after recovering from a left knee injury that forced him to miss the first 12 days of training camp. Moreno signed a $3.275 million one-year contract in March after five seasons with the Denver Broncos. He helped them reach the Super Bowl last year when he had a breakout season, rushing for 1,038 yards, catching 60 passes, and scoring 13 touchdowns. Arizona Cardinals tight end Jake Ballard has announced his retirement from the NFL. He said in a statement that his body never has felt the same since he sustained a severe knee injury while playing for the New York Giants in the 2012 Super Bowl. Ballard was signed by the Giants as an undrafted rookie free agent out of Ohio State in 2010. He signed with the Cardinals in November of last year, appearing in eight games. There are three of those as a starter. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is adding a contributor category for nomination next year, which could expand the number of annual inductees to eight. Candidates for induction in that category will be defined as someone who has made outstanding contributions to professional football in capacities other than playing or coaching. All nominees would still require 80% approval for induction. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call. 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
In baseball, Xander Bogaerts drove in both runs, including a go-ahead sacrifice fly in the ninth inning as the Boston Red Sox beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1 last night. The matchup of Shelby Miller and Joe Kelly, former teammates who were each other's best man, was a high-quality draw that brought out their best. Each allowed a run over seven innings in that contest. Also in interleague play, Mike Moustakas homered and drove in four runs. Yordano Ventura pitched six solid innings, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-3 last night to win their fifth straight series. KC rolled over Arizona in the opener and had just enough offense for Ventura to take the second game. Also in interleague action, San Diego beat Minnesota in 10 innings, 5-4. Seattle over Atlanta, 7-3. Philadelphia beat Houston, 10-3. Cincinnati over Cleveland, 8-3. The Dodgers beat the Angels, 2-1. In the American League, Texas over Chicago, 3-1. Tampa Bay, 7-3 over Oakland. The Yankees beat Detroit, 5-1. Toronto over Baltimore, 5-1. In the National League, Pittsburgh over Miami, 7-3. Washington, 7-1 over New York. San Francisco beat Milwaukee, 7-4. Colorado over Chicago, 13-4. Commissioner Bud Selig says he expects baseball owners to vote next week from a list of three candidates for his successor. Owners meet in Baltimore next week. Selig is retiring in January. Selig confirmed several reports that the three finalists are Rob Manfred, MLB's chief operating officer, Tim Brosnan, MLB's executive vice president for business, and Boston Red Sox chairman Tom Werner. Selig says the list is accurate. A candidate has to be approved by 23 of the 30 teams to be elected. The San Diego Padres hired A.J. Preller as general manager. Preller has been assistant GM of the Texas Rangers. He has extensive international scouting experience, particularly in Latin America. Preller replaces Josh Burns, who was fired June 22nd. He beat out a field of finalists that included assistant GMs Mike Hazen of the Boston Red Sox and Billy Epler of the New York Yankees. Kim Engie, a senior vice president for baseball operations for MLB. Engie is one of the highest-ranking women in baseball. Well, back and all, Tiger Woods is in Louisville for the PGA Championship and has started his round today. The four-time champ played a nine-hole practice round at Valhalla, pronounced his back ready to go for today's opening round. The winner of 14 majors is paired with Phil Mickelson and Padraig Harrington in today's first round. He says the back injury that caused him to withdraw Sunday at the Bridgestone Invitational was not related to the pain that required surgery on March 31st. Woods says his trainer was able to fix the problem, and once he felt he had full range of motion, he was ready to tackle the final major of the year. Defending PGA Championship winner Jason Duffner is suffering from an injury as well. The 37-year-old has a sore neck caused by a degenerative arthritic condition. He had an epidural early last week and then tied for 66th in the Bridgestone Invitational. The month of July in 2016 will be pretty busy for the world's best golfers as the PGA of America has announced that the PGA Championship will shift to late July instead of its usual early August start as golf prepares to return to the Summer Olympics. The 2016 tournament will be held July 28th through 31st at Baltusrol Golf Club in Springfield, New Jersey. The British Open is set for July 14th through 17th at Royal Troon, which leaves only 11 days between the final two majors of the year. The Summer Olympics are set for August 5th through the 21st in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil that year. Iowa State has added another Southeastern Conference opponent to its basketball schedule. Iowa State announced the Cyclones will play Alabama in the semifinals of the CBE Hall of Fame Classic on Monday, November 24th. Arizona State and Maryland will meet in the other semifinal matchup. The championship game will be played on Tuesday, November 25th. Alabama finished 13-19 last season and is the third SEC opponent on the Cyclone schedule. ISU will host Arkansas December 4th in the SEC Big 12 Challenge and will also play South Carolina at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn on January 3rd. The Iowa Hawkeye basketball team will meet a Big 12 school in a November tournament. Iowa will take on Texas in the 2K Classic benefiting the Wounded Warrior Project. The game in New York will be at Madison Square Garden on November 20th. Syracuse faces California in the second semifinal. The winners will meet in the championship game on Friday, November 21st. Iowa and Texas have played four times on neutral floors, with each team winning twice. The Hawkeyes posted wins in 1992 and 2004, while the Longhorns recorded victories in 05 and 09. Both games were played in Kansas City. The Hawkeyes visited Madison Square Garden last in the 2013 National Invitation Tournament. Iowa bounced Maryland in the semifinals before falling to Baylor in the championship game. The remainder of Iowa's 2014-15 schedule will be announced later. And Des Moines is pushing hard for a shot at hosting the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. The Des Moines Area Sports Commission, Iowa State University, and Global Spectrum, the company that operates Wells Fargo Arena, announced Wednesday that they're bidding to host NCAA tournament games in 2016, 17, and 18. Des Moines has long wanted to host the men's basketball tournament at Wells Fargo Arena, which opened downtown in 2005, but Iowa's capital city has had to settle for less prestigious events like the women's basketball and wrestling tournaments. Des Moines ranked first in attendance among women's basketball regional sites in 2012. The 2013 wrestling championships drew strong crowds as well. The city also hosted an NCAA outdoor track and field championships in 2008, 2011, and 2012. Those were held at Drake Stadium. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Modern Roofing. For a free estimate of all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.